All right, today I'm going to be focusing on a bunch of the topics today. I'm going to focus on Boston Celtics. The Boston Celtics right now are in first place, commanding lead. With everything being said, you know, they're one of the best teams in the NBA. I look at players like Kristaps Porzingis and Jrue Holiday. They've been doing their thing. And I do believe one of those teams this year coming out of the NBA Finals is going to be Los Angeles Clippers and Boston Celtics in the NBA Finals. I do believe these two teams are going to make it out. Right now, the Los Angeles Clippers are in fourth place. Boston Celtics are in first, 49-14. They look like they're doing a pretty good job of what they've been doing so far. It's been exciting to see how they performed as a team. Sam Hauser, Peyton Pritchard, Jason Tatum. I do believe Jason Tatum needs to work on his game a little bit more, not committing the turnovers and more into points. Because I remember a couple of games between games like Cleveland Cavaliers, where he took the shot and he had Kristaps Porzingis wide open on the three-point shot. There were times where Jason Tatum just wanting to take the shot. Remember the game between the Denver Nuggets, where he just always wants to take the shot and lead the team, but he's not successful in that yet. He needs to work on that part of his game to make it better. But we will see. Boston Celtics right now are still in first place. If the NBA playoffs were to start today, it would be Miami Heat, Boston Celtics first round. Because, you know, 1-8. Yep. So, Boston Celtics, if playoffs were to start today, Boston Celtics would play the Miami Heat. You know, what Miami Heat could do with Jimmy Butler, Tyler Hero, and all those players. And they look like they're really decent. Overall, Miami, even though they're not, like, the top-tier team in the Eastern Conference, but they could do some damage when it comes to playoff time. But with that being said, good luck to the Boston Celtics, and hopefully they keep their winning ways, their streak alive. I think for the New England Patriots, I heard the New England Patriots got rid of Mac Jones this week. He's going to Jacksonville in Florida. But Mac Jones, they compared him a lot to Tom Brady, but I don't think he was literally like Tom Brady. To be honest with you, that was a high hope for everybody this year to see what he could do, but it just wasn't the expectation for him this year. If we're going to get a quarterback, I think we're going to get a player like Caleb Williams to go on the New England Patriots from the Trojans, number 13. His number's number 13 on the Trojans. The reason why I think Caleb Williams is because he's one of those quarterbacks where he's like, he could throw the football, he could run, he could do a little bit of everything, and he's versatile like that. So I do believe like a player like from the Trojans could get a player like Caleb Williams. Shout out to Terrence Mann, bro. He's from Lowell, Massachusetts. He's balling up in the Clippers right now. He's doing his thing, bro. He's from Mass, so go support him. Check him out. So yeah, man. It's one of those things where I do believe the Patriots will pick up Caleb Williams. There's rumors about him that he'll get picked up. And yeah, with Champions League, I do believe Champions League with Kylian Mbappe this year, he could be a dangerous player when he goes to Real Madrid in a good way. The reason why I say that is because you got Rodrigo, you got Jude Bellingham, you got Vinicius Jr. And that trio right there, including Jude Bellingham, the four of them, they're really top tier players, man. And that team's going to be dangerous. I wouldn't be surprised if they win Champions League their first year. Don't be surprised because they have a stacked team. And the last stacked team to do that was PSG, but they're unsuccessful because they have too many weapons at one team. But I think it's going to be different for Real Madrid because Real Madrid is going to get that chemistry going together. The only difference with that team, I feel like Mbappe, even though that they already won previous years with Ronaldo and stuff, Mbappe is going to be the new trend because Mbappe looks up to Cristiano Ronaldo as one of his favorite players of all time. So it's just like, it's going to be amazing to see how he's going to manage that team and do whatever he can to win these games, you know, in La Liga. So he'll be in a different venue. Saying goodbye to PSG players like Mbappe. And yeah, it should be an exciting one for them. And for the World Cup for 2026, I do believe I had made my prediction. So with the Boston NBA, I got the Boston Celtics, Los Angeles Clippers in the finals. For the World Cup, I got France and Portugal in the finals for the 2026. This final game will be played. The championship game will be played in New Jersey, New York. We already got the schedule out for this World Cup of 2026, but I do believe France and Portugal will make it to the finals. And yeah, I think in my opinion, I think that both teams will put a good battle, but I do believe that like either France or Portugal would win. So I said NBA Finals, I said Boston Celtics. With the World Cup of 2026, I do believe that France could win it. France could win that. You know, Mbappe is going to go for his redemption. He's a little younger. Cristiano Ronaldo's already served what he can do. But I do believe that France could get it done. But it's just how it plays out, you know. But I do believe in 2026, France does get the W. And wins the World Cup of 2026. And yeah, we're going to have to see how they do. With that being said, I'm going to talk about the New England Revolution. The New England Revolution haven't been playing well with their games for the regular season. But they've been playing well for the tournament, this CONCACAF tournament so far. So they're going to play a team that they already beat 4-0, a team in Costa Rica. Their aggregate lead is 4-0 right now. And they're going to play the CONCACAF Champions Cup round of 16 on Thursday, March 14th at 8 p.m. They're playing a team in Costa Rica. It's going to be on national TV, Fox Sports 2. Leg one, Thomas Clancy scored 2 goals, but they ended up winning 4-0 at the end, which is amazing. So it's going to be amazing to see how every team does their thing. But yeah, man, the Revolution's doing good in this tournament right now. They made it to the round of 16. They could make it to the quarterfinals. So they're just going to have to, what they're going to have to do, the New England Revolution, they're going to have to maintain the goals that the other team scores from Costa Rica. And so, they're going to have to maintain what they're going to do. So they're going to maintain how they play, like not let a lot of goals. They can't let 4 goals in, but just play defense, you know. That's one of the things. And they'll be successful at the end and go to the quarterfinals. So, yeah, that's one of the things I see, like, the Revolution succeeding in, paying more attention to that Champions Cup league, the Champions Cup. And so we will see what they are able to do. And with that being said, yeah, man, it should be an exciting one. It should be an exciting one, these matchups. Like, Mike Tyson's going to fight Jake Paul July 20th in Dallas. I got my money on Mike Tyson's a little older. Jake Paul has been doing it for a while, but I do believe if Mike Tyson is able to come out and dominate, it's going to probably go towards Mike Tyson. But Jake Paul been doing dominant. I'm going to go with Mike Tyson. The reason why I go with Mike Tyson is because he has that dog in him. But, like, he may be a little older, but he still got that punch, man. He still got that punch that could, at the age of 50, man. It's just not the same. His stamina, he would have to train really hard. It would be harder for him to win, but I do believe that Mike Tyson will come on top. So right now, as I looked at it from before, Mike Tyson's gonna make $100 million for this fight. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised for him to come back if he's gonna make that amount of money on the line, bro. So he's gonna come back and fight with Jake Paul. So we will see the best of that battle and who has that dog in him, right? And so, Anthony Joshua fought Francis Ngannou recently, and Anthony Joshua actually won. They beat Francis Ngannou, knocked him down. And so, the fans are asking who Francis Ngannou should fight next. But we will see, man. It could be anything at this point. As you look at it, Francis Ngannou is an MMA fighter, used to be, but he needs to train a little bit more boxing. But, you know, at the end of the day, these fighters are trying to make their money and make their mark that they could do other sports too. And, you know, we will see. So, like I said, what we talked about today, we talked about a lot of things today. First, we talked about the NBA Finals prediction between Boston Celtics, Los Angeles Clippers. That's the first one. Second thing we talked about is who's gonna pick up Caleb Williams for the NFL draft. I do believe the Patriots will pick up Caleb Williams. The third thing we talked about today is the New England Revolution and how they'll perform at a high level consistently. The fourth thing is how they will be able to do what they need to do. You know, Francis Ngannou, who will he fight next? And the fifth thing that we talked about today is just like, in general, what they're going to do and how they're going to do it. So, like, with Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, it's like, who's going to win and who's going to come up and have that dog in them? It's one of those things. So, like I said, I made all of these predictions for you. Everybody, you know, continue listening to Rally Sports Talk Show, because he's going to drop another one for another time. But y'all take care. Have a blessed night. Everyone take care. This is Rally Sports Talk Show, the one and only Rally Sports Talk Show in Boston. We are out. Peace. Good morning, everyone. This is Rally Sports Talk Show, the one and only Rally Sports Talk Show in Boston. So today I wanted to focus in on the Women's Gold Cup and how they were able to win the Gold Cup. Focus on the NBA standings between the Boston Celtics, the New England Revolution, and let's get it started. So, first games first, it was USA versus Canada in the Gold Cup semifinals, and they're playing Canada. And one of the biggest things for the Gold Cup tournament was USA women's team, how they were able to, you know, dribble a ball, pass a ball. But one of the biggest things was the venue. The venue wasn't all that great, like for the field, because it was raining that day, and the field was a little wet on the field, so meaning like the ball wouldn't move as quickly as it should. So one of the defenders for Canada, it's all over on YouTube. And so what ended up happening, the first goal that USA got was when she passed it back to the goalkeeper, and it didn't go too far back. And they ended up scoring a goal. So that's what ended up happening. And it was in the 1-0 for USA Women's. And then they played Gold Cup final against Brazil in the finals, and they ended up winning 1-0 for the first time ever. Team USA Women's team accomplished the odds. You know, it's one of those things where I look at it, it's just like one of the biggest accomplishment in USA women's soccer history, something that hasn't been done in, but like they were able to do it and succeed at it. So that's pretty good to see how they perform at a high level and everything, and just perform day in and day out. You know, the hard work and training all pays off eventually for them. So with that being said, great accomplishment for Team USA women's team. So with that being said, I'm going to move on to the NBA Boston Celtics. The NBA standings right now for the Boston Celtics are 51-14. They're going to play the Phoenix Suns tonight at 7:30. Tonight is going to be a very good game to see in Boston, because it's one of those teams where it's going to be first place team in Atlantic, third place team in Pacific. So the Phoenix Suns are 38-27 and third right now. So if you want to look at the sports betting perspective for tonight's game, I'd go Money line, minus 250, Boston Celtics to win. They don't have Kristaps Porzingis tonight, but they still have a strong team to perform at a high level. Right now, Boston's in first, dominating right now. New York Knicks in second, Philadelphia in third, Brooklyn in fourth, Toronto in fifth. But if you want to go sports betting perspective, money line, go with minus 250 for Boston Celtics. And it should be a good one. Boston Celtics should be able to win this game. Kevin Durant's a great player, amazing individual. But I think the Boston Celtics just has a stronger team. So it might be like a 10-point game, 11. I think I'm going to say 10-point game in the fourth. So it might get like into a blowout pretty quickly if the Phoenix Suns don't have any answers to score. But yeah, 7:30 tip-off time. Go watch it. If you're betting tonight, go with the money line Celtics, Boston Celtics. It's minus 250 right now. And so, with that being said, let's talk about the New England Revolution. The New England Revolution right now are dominating in the tournament that we had recently. The round of 16. So tonight actually at 8:00, we're playing Costa Rica against another team, LD. And we were able to win the first game 4-0. The only reason why is because we were able to find players that were open and that were able to take a shot and everything. But with that being said, it's just like one of the things that the New England Revolution, they're more worried about like the round of 16 than the regular season, so which is good because they want to win a cup, a chance to win a cup and everything. So like, they're playing very well right now. The only way they lose this, which I don't think they're gonna lose, is if they let in 4 goals, which I don't think that's gonna happen, because the Revolution's defense has stepped up lately in this round of 16. And so one of the things Revolution it really improved on is just like their scoring ability and trying to find open space and shooting the ball. That's the most important thing, and they have done that. They answered all my questions watching that game. So tonight they're up 4-0 in aggregate. Let's just get it done, Revs. I think the final score of tonight's game will be 2-0. So I do think that they'll have a 6-0 aggregate at the end. So we'll see. So yeah, it should be a good one with the Revolution. They continue to play at a high level consistently day in and day out, and they keep doing what they need to do. And that's one of the things that you hope for and you ask for a team like the New England Revolution. They try their best every single time they step on the pitch, and they'll give you 110% no matter what. You know, that's the thing. Even though we're in last place in the regular season is still kind of early, but in this playoffs, we got to work hard for this, you know? And yeah. And so Inter Miami also played yesterday against Nashville. Oh my God, that game was so exciting, man. Messi ended up scoring and doing his thing for Inter Miami. Luis Suarez stepped up too. It was the final score for Inter Miami was 4-1, but aggregate score was 5-2. What David Beckham's done with this team, with this Inter Miami's team, he brought it pretty far. He brought this team pretty far, man. To do what they need to do every single day, bro. It's one of those things where I look at it, it's like one of the best things ever in this CONCACAF. So what ended up happening is that Messi and Luis Suarez both came on top with the goal, and they did what they had to do. It was tied in the first leg, and Inter Miami just dominated. It was just a passing. They were just not doing any fancy footwork. It was just majority of the passing of it was pretty good, you know? One of the things I've looked at over the years is that, like, you don't really need to do fancy footwork. You just need players that have chemistry. And what David Beckham was able to do to bring Jordi Alba, Sergio Busquets, Messi,
Messi and Luis Suarez dare to dream, bro. It's an amazing thing. That's a businessman right there. Trying to get the best players. It's like when you're playing FIFA, trying to get the ultimate team, the best players on that team. It's really good to see, bro. You know how everything's starting to click for them. And as the game slows down for them, how they're able to know where everybody is and needs to be on the field. That's one of the things that I look at when, like, they have so much chemistry. They're able to win and be able to pass the ball and get success. And then FC Cincinnati played yesterday against the La Liga MX team. FC Cincinnati ended up losing 1-0. So it'd be Inter Miami against FC Monaro. So it's going to be a good matchup, man. These two teams, bro. We already know what Monaro could do. They were playing with 10 people yesterday with the red card. But they still got the job done no matter what. But it's one of those things where, like, the way I look at it, bro, it was like these two teams, it's going to be a really good matchup. So you better get your popcorn ready and get ready to watch a really good game between these two teams. And the Revolution should be able to advance tonight. And I'm excited that, like, they're playing very well so far. They're able to take shots and get open, you know. They'll make it to the quarterfinals. They'll definitely make it. So tonight's game at 8 o'clock tonight in Costa Rica. And we will see you for the next time. Everybody, you know, like I always say, everybody, thank you for listening and tuning in with y'all. It's a Thursday, March 14th. Tonight's games are Boston Celtics at 7:30, New England Revolution at 8 o'clock. And then everything else being said, it's going to be a fun one to go watch it, these games tonight. And so with that being said, everyone take care, stay blessed, stay highly favored. This is Rally Sports Talk Show, the one and only Rally Sports Talk Show in Boston. We out. Peace.